Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today is the 31st day of March 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I'm coming to you from my little farmhouse here in central France. Got another great show for you today. We're going to do a bit of an intro period here of information. I got a few very important things to discuss with everyone. You know, they're pulling out all the stops, ladies and gentlemen. They've got their criminal troops out trying to spin their truth, which is clearly a lie, to deceive everyone into believing that all of these terrible events, 9/11 and the Iraqi war and all the false stuff, is the sole responsibility of this Bush administration. All of the kleptomania and all of the criminality and all of the lying to the public, which you and I, if you take a look at it objectively, know that the Bush administration are patsies as well. And I'll tell you why they're patsies. Because this would have been the events that took place regardless of Bush being in the office or not. Many of these events were planned many years ago, some of them decades ago. We've got evidence that stretches back all the way to the 1970s that some of these events were in their first stages of building these whole things. And the fact is that the election was fixed and rigged for the last two elections and probably even before that. And they control both the Republicans and the Democrats. We all are aware of that. And so now we've got people like Fetzer, who is a big liar, this man, Professor Fetzer. He's a festering sore, this man. He's a sickness. And he's out there trying to pass off the Bush-Cheney administration responsible for all of it. But more importantly, this sick man is also saying blue screen technology, wingtips. He's a liar of the first order, and I believe that we were probably onto something with our article. The speculations that we had and the investigating that we did on that article, I think, is probably more correct than not. And every single person out there needs to wrap their brain around the fact that this Scholars for Truth thing is an absolute farce. And the fact that Wing TV tried to blindside Eric on that article in such feverish and nutty fashion, and then they're on mainstream radio shows right now in New York. Look, ladies and gentlemen, you do not go on mainstream radio if you're not part of the criminal group. And we've been calling on that Wing TV was a bunch of crooks from the very beginning. And isn't it interesting? They just got a very high-priced makeover of their website. They just got hooked up into all of these new pathways around the country, and they are absolutely 100% working with the bad guys, as is Alex Jones, as is Jeff Rentz, as is Morgan Reynolds, as is Fetzer. These people are trying to spin this lie toward Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and no other, none other, nobody else. And they're forgetting the dancing Israelis. They're forgetting the financing of this stuff. They're forgetting all of the insider trading out of Israel. They're forgetting the 4,000 Israelis that didn't show up to work that day. They're forgetting the fact that Abramoff was entertaining Atta on the booze cruise. They're forgetting that Mark Rich was involved in the original financing of the purchase of the buildings. They're forgetting about Silverstein being connected to all these media moguls and the criminal cabal of Zionism. They're forgetting about all of the Jews that are working within the administration and having control over it and having three rabbis at different times working within the administration. They're not talking about any of these things. And in fact, when anyone brings it up, they steer them immediately away from it, or they cut you off, or you never get on in the first place if you're telling the truth. And that's why you have to start looking for who's really telling you guys the right stuff. We need more people to tell everybody this stuff. We've had an incredible effect on these people, and they're going crazy. They got Fetzer down in San Diego, according to my inside sources, giving a speech, and they got Morgan Reynolds going to be going to Texas A&M soon, and he's another nincompoop that I've had on my show. What a sick bastard he is. Excuse my expression, ladies and gentlemen, but there's no other way to call somebody like Morgan Reynolds that piece of crap. He's going out there with this blue screen technology. Ladies and gentlemen, there were people with photographs and cameras that day that took pictures of the planes. It's a lie, this man talking about blue screen technology. You know what that is? He's saying that the planes never existed, that they were installed into the videos that went around the world by blue screen technology in some studio. Wrap your brain around that kind of lie. Figure it out. There were people with actual videos that day that took pictures of these planes. There were actual snapshots taken that day. The idea that somebody would even say that, they should be slapped in irons and put in prison. That's right. Simple truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to deceive the nation into blaming the wrong group. These morons that are in charge of our government are only puppets for the Zionists, ladies and gentlemen, for the Rothschilds, for the Warburgs, for the Israeli lobby, for APEC, for all of these criminal SOBs that are running our nation. You think for a minute that Fetzer and the rest of his skanky crew up there are going to for one second tell anybody the truth? And who is this Charlie Sheen? You're going to have Charlie Sheen? They bring out a bunch of dipsticks with what's her name? Oh man, this woman that they brought out here, this slut that made her fame by showing off her private parts in a film. It goes beyond anything rational, and then you have this skank couple, crypto Jews, Muff Kakar over there, Scott Muff Kakar. He's a liar. This guy at Wing TV. You have to wrap your brain around the lies of these people. Stop believing this. Start using your rational brain. Pull your head out of the dark place and start paying attention here. You know, this is a tough slog. It's hard enough for Eric and I to put out these facts with people being so blinded by their own ignorance, for crying out loud. We need more people. We've got 10,000 or more. We need 20. You've got to start recruiting. Got to show these people. Everybody has to be brought to these facts. You got to start downloading these things onto CDs. You've got to pass them out for free. You've got to tell people, listen to this. Go to this website. Read the news. Learn about Ben Friedman. Learn about Myron Fagan. Learn about what Daryl Bradford Smith has to say along with his guests. Sabah al-Mokhtar yesterday, and Dennis Halliday even said stuff about the Zionist cabal, and listen to what even Ray McGovern has to say about this, about the Jewish interest in this whole mess, and then stop believing these criminals that are spinning this crap on the televisions. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, don't believe this stuff. It's a lie. They're trying to stay in control. They're trying to control the flow of information. It's so obvious to anybody who knows this information, who knows these details. Look, why? First of all, look who benefits from saying it's all Bush-Cheney. The same people who committed the acts. 120 art students shipped back to Israel. None of the information of those arrests is public knowledge because the FBI says it's national security. Yep-er. Bomb residue in their vans. Okay. Yeah. You know, it's so revolting, this vile place called this sack of dung in the Middle East, and their supporters is actually killing the world. And we're going to stand by and let it happen? No way. Not me. I'm not letting it happen. I'm going to say something. I'm going to squawk until you do me in. And you know what? If you do that, you're just going to bring 10 times the information out. But your days are numbered anyway. These people's days are numbered because people are only going to buy this lie so long. And once they find out the real truth and why all these people are being brought out to help spin the lie along, they're going to wake up, ladies and gentlemen, because you can't hide a lie forever. People catch on finally. You know, I wonder when that'll be. I mean, half the people in the country have an IQ of a snail. But that being said, there are a lot of hardworking people in the country. There are a lot of very bright people in the country that can see through these deceptions. You know, think about this. To what end would I be putting out this information if it weren't for the truth? Think about that. Just be rational about it. Who am I working for? It's not the Nazis. It's not the David Dukes of the world, because I abhor these skanks. I mean, come on. I'm not doing it for Christianity. I'm not doing it for Muslims. I'm not doing it for anybody. I'm doing it because I want my constitutional republic reinstated. And I do not and will not live under Zionist control. That's the only motivation I've got. I'm not getting money from it. I'm not rich from it. I don't have a staff from it. This is simply to get you people informed about the facts. And we've got them. Take a read of the stuff. Take a listen to the stuff. You can't deny it. And I've got the top people to prove it. So, please, ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake. This is a big fight we're involved in. We need your help. We need your help desperately. So, do your due diligence. Call your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell everybody you can possibly tell that this stuff needs to be investigated. You need to bring people to the truth. You need to direct them to the website. We've got enough stuff up there that you can learn for weeks on end about these facts. Do it now before it's too late, please. We need your help. I'll talk to you in a minute. We've got a guest of Charlotte Isaby coming on in just a short time. So stick with us, ladies and gentlemen. More from the French Connection in